with, as usual, with today's finding. This morning, I would say that FP1, the biggest effect was track evolution. Clearly, we have the sprint qualifying format this weekend, and for the team, it's slightly different compared to the usual run plan. We saw some teams focusing on only one compound, the medium, for example, for McLaren, and some other teams testing all the three compounds. I just remember you that they have to return only one set after FP1, but they are free to use as many sets as they want. So the work today was focused for sure on the setup, but also trying to understand the different compounds. We were expecting a bit of overheating on the soft compound because we are one step softer compared to 2 years ago. We decided to go one step softer because 2 years ago the hard was not used during the race. So we wanted to give an additional challenge to the teams. It is, if on Sunday, and the weather forecast for Sunday is much warmer than today, and if it happens for the race, I believe that if anybody wants to go on a one-stop strategy, they have to use the medium and the hard. They don't have any obligation for the start of the race, and so they are free to use any compound. But if they want to, if the target is one-stop, medium and hard is probably the strategy that they have to use. Soft, hard can be marginal, but you know, the soft needs to be managed. The rear overheating of the soft needs to be managed, and that's why I believe they prefer the medium for the start of the race. The other point is to understand exactly which is the delta lap time between compounds. We were estimating 0.3 between hard and medium, 0.4 between medium and soft, considering that also the lap is short. Today, the indication seems to be for a slightly bigger delta, but I prefer to wait for tomorrow free practice to better understand which is this difference, because tomorrow the cars are in Parc Fermé in terms of setup, so I can imagine that all the teams are more focused on understanding the tires. If somebody wants to try a two-stop strategy, it is obviously possible, but on the paper is slightly slower. Then it will depend on the condition and everything. Tomorrow for the sprint qualifying, in my opinion, they will use the medium compound because the soft is usable in terms of laps, in terms of wear, but probably slower on the distance of the sprint qualifying, even if they don't start the race with a full tank, obviously, because it's a shorter race. We experienced a bit of abrasion this morning, but the soft, honestly, was working better than expected. Probably it was helped by the cooler condition that we had today. Unfortunately, due to the delay of the freight, we haven't been able to measure the track roughness because our kit, our laser was in the freight that was delayed. So we had no opportunity to measure the roughness as we usually do on Wednesday at the level of grip. It looks like that the circuit is very similar to what we had in 2019, but I don't have a number to confirm that. I believe for the findings are what I summarized. I don't know if anybody has any question. Darshan.
Hi Mario. Tomorrow, do you expect anyone to start on the soft tires, or more or less everyone will choose the medium tires?
I believe that they will be on the medium tire. Honestly, with a few data that we have from today, it is true that the soft was working better than expected, and probably tomorrow we have good conditions, but in my opinion, the right compound for this sprint qualifying is the medium.
Yep. Moving on to the next weekend in Qatar, how do you see the race panning out to be? And from tires point of view, do you have enough data to go through all the possibilities?
Enough data when we face a new circuit, the data are never enough. We got some data also on track roughness from the circuit people. They were very kind to provide a lot of information on the circuit and the characteristics about the layout. And we had simulations from the teams, we had simulation from FIA and F1. So we try to collect as many data as we could. And for that reason, we decided to nominate the C1, C2, and C3 because on the paper, Qatar is quite hard on tires. Then to predict other elements such as number of pit stops, strategy, or other information like that, it's a bit hard because we've never been there. So it's a bit tricky. We will prepare, as usual, our assumption in terms of delta lap time, in terms of degradation, but then it has to be confirmed at the track because it's. I tried also to get some data from our colleague from Motorbike because they go there with the Superbike. But as you can imagine, the application is really different from Superbike to Formula One. So it was just a general feeling on the severity of the circuit.
A final one. A couple of weeks back, you had a F2 test with Louis Delatraz, I guess. How was the test? Are you ready for the F2 to the 2022 compounds of F2? And was it a mule calf or it was a calf from a team that you used for the testing?
It is a car that is managed by the promoter. So it is a test car that is exactly the same of the other car. So I don't want to call it a mule car because in reality it's a real car. It's not something different from the car they use in Formula 2. The test went well. The target was to identify a hard compound, a slightly harder compared to the medium, because during the season we realized that the hard and the medium were quite close. And together with the promoter, we decided that it was better to have a hard, a bit more separated from the medium. The other target was to identify or to develop a new super soft. But after the test, we decided to keep the current super soft compound. The hard will be new. I confirm that we found a new hard with these characteristics. In terms of construction, I would say that we will have a same construction that we had this year because it's working well, and so there was no need to change the construction. You know, in Formula 2, the situation is slightly different because the cars are not developed during the year, so we don't see an increase in performance, while in Formula 1, usually in 1 year, you have an improvement of 1 second, 1.5 seconds per lap. In Formula 2, the car is the same. It's just a matter of setup and drivers, so we don't need to change the construction every year. Any other question? No? Okay. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.